Welcome to Champion Mindset Show with your hosts, Coach EO and Steve the Dean Williams. Champion game. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Overton is a worldwide empowerment coach for men and leadership coach for women. His no-nonsense approach to the game, along with originality, is acclaimed. It's refreshing in a world full of copycats and phonies. He's a public speaker and book author. His motto? It begins and ends with the man. Coach EO will flash the light on your bullshit. There's no escaping the truth. Are you ready to unleash the champion within? If so, Coach Overton is the man for the job. With over 30 years teaching the game, Steve the Dean Williams is teaching every single man not how to think like him, but to think for himself by showing every man he's the only one of his kind based off his fingerprint. So, if that's the case, why not learn your own language? His motto is, the game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat. Are you ready? Because now it is game time.
All right. What's good, E? How you doing, man?
What's up, man? What's going on, bro? Good to see you.
Good to see you too, man. Let's get into
it. I appreciate your patience, man. We had a show scheduled for Monday, but SNO was a little sick. SNO, she's in the chat room feeling a little bit better. She's still recovering, but she has some stuff going on. No doubt.
It's all love, man.
But anyway, man, good to be back. Shout out to the chat rooms. Make sure you guys call in. We're here for 2 hours.
Yes.
563-999-3056.
Yes.
And we got a good show tonight for you. I guess I'll kick it off, man.
Yeah, kick it off. You always kick it off. Yeah, it's great. Great idea.
So, you know, we're talking tonight about, you know, why men fail to attract women, really in any era, but, you know, just for the click, we went ahead and put 22, but this is every era in the history of time.
Right.
Because you're scared of these bitches. Tonight I'm going in, man. You know, I'm going to be fair, but I got to go in too. We're going to go in, but you're scared of these bitches, man. You walk on eggshells for them. You know, and I'm seeing this, like, heavy in my comment section, man. I'm looking at dudes talking about, oh, you don't want to say that to women because she'll see you as weak. Man, fuck what she thinks, man. We do things because we want to do them. We want – you know who we care about being weak? About we seeing ourselves as weak. Yeah. Fuck what she thinks as being weak. The worst thing that could happen to a man – Steve's laughing because he loves this shit.
I love this shit.
The worst thing that could happen to a man is when you see yourself as weak.
Wait, never let
another woman, let another dude define whether you're strong or weak. At the end of the day, you must have self-respect. You have to be able to look in that mirror and be proud of you. This is something that the man mindset teaches regularly as well. And so we're going to talk about it tonight, why you're scared of these women, man. You're scared of them. You walk on eggshells. You're pussyfooting around. You're afraid to turn her on. You're afraid to turn her off. Men are afraid to turn her on because you don't know what to do next. And you're afraid to turn her off because you don't know what to do next. And it's like, you know, tonight we're going to help you guys with that. So be make sure you call in.
Yeah, for this guy right here, please take that four doors down to the right, man. We're men here, man. Don't come in here with no bitch-ass talking, dude. We're trying to help, man. So take that fuck shit somewhere else. Anyway, so for me to say, guys, y'all put a cue. We got you on the questions and everything. Just put a cue. We'll tally up your questions, and we definitely will answer them on the back end. One of the other, not only is E right, but there's also another thing. See, most guys, E, the problem is, and this is the connects to what you're saying, is that they are too busy communicating to women versus communicating to themselves. Yeah. They're too busy trying to fit in what they think a woman wants them to be. They're too busy worrying about, oh my God, she's so beautiful. You know, she looks like the kind of woman that will date, fill in the blank right there. So where a lot of guys happen, and again, this is why y'all fail, because you don't learn game. You don't learn that this is all about how one communicates with oneself, E, but you got it, my brother.
No, man. I mean, we sound like broken records every time you go on the air, every time I go on the air, every time we get together.
Yes.
You know, we're saying the same things. We say it in different ways, but ultimately it comes back to the man. you know, Steve says the game is not about women. I say it begins and ends with you. We're saying the same shit.
Yeah, we're saying the same
shit. You know, and so, guys, I mean, this is the reason why women don't want you and lose attraction to you is you're scared. You're scared to hurt them. You're scared to be honest with them. You're scared to leave them, scared to replace them, and you're scared to keep them.
Yeah.
Like, listen to that. I mean, there is something to be said about that. You're scared to keep them, which means you want to, you know, pump and dump them as quickly as possible and bring up sex within the first 5 minutes. And you look like a thirsty motherfucker now. And you're like everybody else. So, and that's scarcity right there.
Yes.
You know, a man should never be thirsty for sex. A man should never be thirsty for anything. You should be a fed man.
Yes, sir.
You know, should be a man that is full of himself, full of life, and full of vigor.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, this is something that we have to teach. Most men today are lost, and I'm not going to completely, you know, hold you accountable because I understand you don't have a lot of great examples of manhood around you. Maybe your own father, maybe men in your neighborhood. You know, today men are struggling because they don't have great examples, so we hope to be that.
Yeah, okay, we have a phone call real quick. First, hey, Matthew J., just shout out to Matthew J. for the super chat. Thank you very much,
appreciate
Matthew
you. J. Yes, we appreciate you.
Thank you very much, sir. Good luck, brother. Let's go to Eric Hope 407, sir. What's your question? How can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
First off, I appreciate coming across you guys because it's like I dove into the red pill shit. Now I'm trying to understand how to manage that knowledge into the game, and I appreciate what I've learned from you guys. And I will
not red pill.
So I've been watching you guys. But the question is like, what does it mean? I'm talking to chicks, and they'll just like right turn, like abruptly, like about face and walk away.
I didn't even hear your question.
Okay.
Like the first thing I'm going to have you work on is your presentation, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, right. and you got to work on your tone of voice, your cadence. You know, speak with authority.
Right.
You know, you don't have to scream, but you want to make sure people understand you. And that you're clear, this is a very big part of seduction is verbal communication, how you sound to the woman's ear, how you entice them mentally and emotionally. And so the first thing I got to talk to you about is how you sound calling us right now. So I want you to restate your question with a little bit more authority, please.
Okay. Well, like I'll be talking to a woman and, everything seems to be going fine, and then for some reason they just turn around and walk away. And
sir, what are you saying to the woman?
Normal conversation stuff, nothing like over. I don't really know. It just
Sir. Okay, if I ask you what 2 + 2 is, just tell me 4. Don't tell me about Miss Crabtree. Don't tell me about you being in line or giving her an apple on her desk. Okay, so I'm asking you, what are you saying to the woman, sir?
I really don't know what I'm saying to them for them to have, it seems like normal conversation.
One more time to ask. Okay. You just said a woman walked away from you. Sir, can you please tell us what you were talking about to that woman?
Okay. Well,
Just say nothing. Go ahead. Just let us say nothing.
I met her down at a spot, and we were just talking.
About what? If you can't remember, why she can't remember you? She wants to forget.
It's not that I don't remember. It's just the conversation.
I know my conversations that I have because all my conversations lead to where I want to have her follow. So where you're getting it wrong is you automatically assume that you're just throwing shit up on the wall. And what you have to understand that women don't want soft, surface-dwelling males that don't know what they're doing. There's nothing about you that screams that you're going to give her an orgasm mentally and physically by you not even knowing what you're even saying to her, man.
Caller, let me ask you, since you brought it up real quick. This is not – caller, listen, we'll let you talk, but this is not going to be easy, okay? Don't expect to – and no caller expect to call in, and then we're going to fucking coddle you or some shit. I mean, we got to call – the best way we can help you is actually point out your flaws.
Yes.
So let me ask you something since you brought it up. What did Red Pill teach you?
Jesus Christ. Christ.
Thank you for all the inside inspiration. We thank you for that.
Thanks, Jameer.
Okay, so let us know, and I'm not being critical. I'm just asking you, since you brought it up, what did the red pill teach you?
Well, that women ain't crap, but I don't believe that that was the case.
Listen, do you realize, let me ask you a question. Let's say you, where do you live at? What city?
Orlando.
All right, let's say you you walk into a bar, a tavern.
City Street, just say City Street.
And you,
City Street.
Yeah, let's say you walk in a tavern and you see me sitting at the bar and you recognize me. Now, I won't recognize you because I don't know you, but you might recognize
me.
What are you going to say to me?
I'm not going to say anything to you because I'm not a hanger-oner. I might acknowledge your existence, but
you
you
wouldn't approach me like a man and say hello?
I grew up around celebrities, and I feel like I'm being like a coat hanger on her when I do stuff like that.
I didn't say to hang around and take me out to dinner and buy me drinks I say hello, man.
Sir,
go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not about saying hello. It's just paying homage to your mentor. Where again, as a student. You should pay homage and a little respect to your mentor. So if you saw E, it's not that you're trying to pick him up. It's courteous to say, hey, how you doing? You know, I listen to you, you know. And guess what?
Right.
I want to talk to that woman over there. What do I need to say? What do I need to do? I mean, you have him on the spot. So don't look at it. Don't look at it like that. But getting back to you, in 775, we got you. Be patient. But what we're saying to you real quick is this is the problem. There's no plan of action to yourself, not the woman, sir, but yourself.
Right.
There's nothing in you that wants to lead her where you want to go. Because I know you want to have sex. I know how you guys, you service dwellers think. Y'all always want to fuck. But what I'm saying is that the problem is you can't communicate yourself to the woman because all you're doing is talking about a bunch of boring bullshit that the average guy that she has met before talks about, E?
Correct.
And you're right. And it goes back to guys afraid of fucking up. This is why you all ain't leading nowhere because you're like, damn, she's talking to me. This is a win. Look, talking to a woman ain't no win, bro. Talking to a human being is just human, bro. If I talk to a man sitting next to me, it's no different than me sitting next to a woman sitting next to me.
Right.
And until you feel that, until you understand that talking to a man is just as special and as important as talking to a woman because you are representing yourself in that moment. Every time you talk to somebody, you are representing you as the man in that moment. It doesn't matter you're talking to an old. That's right. And so what was so special about this woman or why did she walk away from you? Clearly she walked away from you for a reason. What do you think that is?
It just seems like, like I said, it's like conversation seems to be going fine, and then snap, they just I don't.
She was just hoping to kill her, bro. She was just like, okay, let me talk to him long enough that he doesn't strangle me or doesn't put the chloroform up to my mouth.
The problem is, brother, on your level of thinking, you think the conversation is going well. It's not going well. It's going the opposite.
Right.
So what's problem is that you're telling yourself a lie and you're living in this false, fake bubble thinking that every time you talk to a woman that every conversation is going well, and that's not the case. The problem is you're too busy trying to conversate with the woman versus conversate with yourself.
Right. Well, I'm not that delusional as far as when I'm pretty good at reading people for the most part. It's just something like that I can usually see coming, but when it's just abruptly, I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like even the last incident, it just happened to me. We started talking. I told her I was waiting around. I take photos of different things, and I happened to be waiting for the sunset. And then told her.
Wait. You don't say that to women, do you? Wait.
Why not?
Wait, 775. Hold on, dog. We got you. Wait a second. You don't say that to women, do you?
Said I what? Take pictures?
You take pictures? Wait, you're at a bar telling women you take pictures?
No. This is like at a like a little lake, it was like a park more or less kind of thing. No. This doesn't happen in bars usually. It's just usually out and about, just around town. I rarely go to bars.
Listen, caller. This is what we need you to work on immediately.
Right.
How you? There's no authority. There's no strength. There's no passion. There's no guidance. There's no leadership. There's no nothing.
Yes, sir.
And so when you talk to people, they're probably not taking you serious. They're probably pegging you as a kind of a soft man that can't take them anywhere, that can't fuck the shit out of them, that can't do nothing for them. And what I need you to do is, and this is not an insult, this is us being honest with you. Before we take you to plant to step B, we need you to work on your voice and your presentation.
Yes.
So what we want you to do is we want you to play back the first portion of this video,
yes,
and listen to it over and over and over, and then start practicing,
right,
speak from the sternum, speak from the chest, the sternum, the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and learn how to deepen your voice a little bit and try to be a little more seductive when you speak, because this goes a long way with women.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. And real quick, shout out to Brian Harper for the super chat. Thank you very much. Appreciate
the
love.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Brian. Area code 775. Sorry for the long wait, sir. What's your question? How can we help you, sir?
How are you doing, Coachio? How are you doing, Steve? This is Mark from California.
Sir.
What's your question, Carl?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
I have two questions for you two gentlemen. At the moment, I am dealing with a woman. We are actually in a relationship. See, myself, I like to dress formal. I wear boots, regular dress shoes. Recently, she told me that she used to be into kind of gangster, the two man, but not anymore that she's with me. So my question is she lying about that? Because last weekend I took her out for dinner, and there was two gentlemen who dressed like kind of like a gangster type, and she was just kind of looking over. So I'm wondering, is she lying
bored
about that?
She's bored with you. Okay, listen, caller. She's bored with you, all right? She probably liked your little Chelsea boots and everything else you said you wore in the beginning. But right now, she's probably like, damn, I need my man to be a little bit something extra, and he's just being the same old dude. This is why we talk about being multifaceted and being a well-rounded man. And so what your woman is telling you is, I need you to thug out on me. And I'm not telling you to go dress like a thug, but maybe your approach with her, the way you speak to her, the way you give her instructions, the way you make her feel, she wants some bad boy energy,
yeah,
and I don't believe you're giving it to her.
And before we got your next caller, wait, before you ask your second question, what my question is to you is, what girlfriend? See, this is what I understand. How are you going to allow, you're a god, you're a king, you're an emperor, you are all things. How are you going to allow someone to disrespect you in your face by looking at other men?
Right.
This shouldn't even be my girl. This should have been my girl dropped off at the bus stop, because I left her there and left all of her shit at my door. Why are you allowing her to disrespect you like that?
I did have a talk with her, Steve. I did mention her that if my type of
he's in the other room hiding. Mention or tell her?
I told her, Steve.
What did you say to her?
I told her that if she's still into men that dress like that, there's no need to deal with me anymore.
Oh, no. It should have started off the next time you fucking turn your face and disrespect me like that. You better walk your ass over there and let them take you home. Do you understand me? You are never going to do this again. And if you do it again, lose my motherfucking number. Do you understand? Do you? That's how it should have been, sir.
Let me ask you a question,
correct,
caller.
Steve.
Steve, too, because what he's telling you is facts. Let me ask you a question. How soon did you make this woman your girlfriend? Because you said you were in a relationship. So was it like 2 weeks?
Well, 4 months.
How many?
4 months.
4 months ago to you.
I don't know. I can't hear
him. He said 4 months. Hey, I heard. He said 4 months, sir. He said 4 months.
4 months. You think that was long enough?
Not at all. I should have waited a year.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, Kristen. Why give her that when you know? Okay, you're fucking with a hood chick. All right. Yeah. So why would you give girlfriend or relationship prizes to someone that is not worthy of those things, sir?
She kind of gave me the impression that she was going to adjust to my lifestyle, but it's always she's looking the other way.
What did she do that? What did she do?
No, nothing.
Okay, what did she do to make you say, I want to make you my girl? What the fuck did she do? Fuck you?
She started like cooking for me, cleaning for me. She told me about her new clothes.
How much money? Hey, let me ask you something. How many thousands of dollars has she made you?
None, Cochio.
Look. Let me let you guys know something right now. If any woman is ever elevated to girlfriend, cooking, cleaning, the nurturing, this has to be part of her makeup to even be in that position.
Yes.
Okay. So you know, look, Steve and I, we'll have our side bitches and our casual bitches cleaning.
Yeah, all day.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
You don't come over here and get some free dick and do nothing.
Absolutely.
And so, and part of the reason why they talk like this to you like some dogs, the reason why they talk to you like you ain't shit is because you guys don't put them in a position to bring you any value, man.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, what you taking out to? Why are you taking her out to dinner, bro? You took a bitch. Let me ask you something with your ass girl. You took your bitch ass girl out to eat. You fucking took her out to eat, to feed her fucking face. And then she had the audacity to tell you that she liked the way some other dudes were dressed, bro.
By the end of the dinner, I did tell the waiter to split the bill just because of her
action. Oh, man. Oh,
fuck that.
Oh, boy, man. You're still with her now. All right. What's your second question, dude? What's your second question?
So my second question is, every time that we spend some time together, either we're at the house or in the car, she usually says, like, I like you, Mario, and then my last name. Just kind of like she gets on top of me and she says, I like you, Mario, and then she says my last name. But a few days ago, we were in my car and she got on top of me and she said, I like you, Mario, but she said another guy's last name. Now, that kind of took me off because it's like, how did you make that up?
Hey, I got to laugh at
like,
that, bro.
The name was not even close enough.
Funny as hell. What last name did she say?
Once she said a wrong last name, I kind of like pushed her back. And I was like, why
did she say Mario? did she say Mario Williams? Oh, shit. I'm just fucking with you, bro. Go ahead. What's your question?
My question is she talking about somebody else? Because I'm pretty sure that's not a mistake to say another man's last name.
I can't believe this guy.
Jesus, bro.
I feel like we on punk. Right, how old are you, buddy? How old are you?
29.
Okay. You do understand your fuck game is terrible. You can't eat pussy. You can't kiss. There's nothing special about you except your cool little boots that you wear. Get boots you wear, whatever. So you understand that she doesn't respect you?
Damn.
Do you not understand that when she not only looked at other guys and called you another guy's name, that's who she's creaming over right now. She's just spending a little bit of time with you until she sees that real dick. E?
Look, Steve's right, and you need to understand this right now. Your girl talks to several different other guys. Mm. And she's with you because you're a dinner. You give her dinners. You take her out. The other guys are not taking her nowhere. They're just putting her fucking face in the pillow, their ass in the air.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. And I'm just telling you the truth because I can tell by your energy, bro. And we're not saying this to hurt you. We're saying this to help you. need to go on ahead and demote this motherfucker tonight, and you should do it on the show right now, actually. You should call and say, hey, I was taking a look at the relationship that we have, and I, quite frankly, I'm dissatisfied with it. So right now, you're just a side chick. That's it. You should call her right now and tell her.
He can't do it, man. He just ain't got it in him.
If she jumped on your lap and called you and called you a different last name, man, she deserves automatic demotion immediately.
I wish a motherfucker would.
If I do it, coach, this conversation will go for an hour.
Wait, what'd you say?
Because she'll just keep talking. If I call her, coach, she'll keep talking for like an hour. I'd rather just do it on person and then quit it off.
Shut the fuck up. You got to say, hey, listen, shut up. We're not talking about that right now. Be quiet. We're not talking about none of that bullshit. See, you're telling your story right now. You're saying that she'll go on for an hour, which means you just let this motherfucker talk about anything to you. This is the truth. Mm. You're revealing all of your holes, all the holes in your game right now.
That's true.
What you need to do is tell her, hey, listen, you are. And so what you need to do is call her up and say, hey, what's her name? Margarita? Is that her name, Margarita? What's
close name? Enough.
Okay. Call her. Say, listen, Margie, I was thinking a little bit about our situation, and quite frankly, I'm dissatisfied with it. So I'm not going to completely get rid of you, but I'm going to demote you. And so you're no longer my girl, but you can get fucked a couple times a month as long as you clean my floors and vacuum.
For sure.
What kind of value does this lady bring you, bro? Be honest. Outside of
sex, none.
Why the fuck are you with her, bro? Look at.
I was just looking for a face.
He was disgusted with that answer, and as he should be. And look, man, we care about you. We care about every man watching. This is why we go in on you, because we want you to wake the fuck up. You just said she doesn't bring you no value. Then why the fuck are you wasting your precious time with a woman that doesn't do anything for you?
That's true, Cochio, and I definitely need to take that initiative on that.
Call her right now, bro. Call her right now. And look, do you want to call her right now? Or are you going to cry yourself to sleep and shit? I'm be honest with you. If you break up with her, are you going to call her tomorrow?
I'll do it tonight, coach.
You don't have it in you. Don't worry, man. Right. You just don't have it in you, man.
Well, we gave you the game. We gave you the answer. If a woman calls you another name, she'll bring you no value. She's talking about other men at the dinner table. She needs to be automatically dismissed and send her ass back to the game and let somebody else pick up that motherfucker. And then you move on with your life and get better.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, I let him go, man. He just, all right, man. Yeah, we get back. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all can.
Shit.
Lines are open. Y'all got questions. Let me grab a question in the... You see, it was a question asked. Let me see. We grabbed a question. Let me see here. Give me a second. Question. Here you go. There was one question right here. Oh, wait a second. That's the same guy. Christy. Never mind. It's the same guy. Same guy.
Call in, guys. 563-999-3056. Call in with your dating questions.
Look, man.
The bottom line that Steve and we continually teach is that you must be a valuable man. Thus, you would want a woman to come in to also be valuable. See, if you don't see yourself as valuable, you'll see taking her out to dinner and getting some whack ass sex that she gives away for free to every other guy as some beautiful asset. This guy just told us he gave a relationship to a woman for 4 months and she don't do a damn thing for him.
That's the problem, E. It's like y'all expect women to do everything for you, but why should they? Why? Mm-hmm. What reason should a woman give herself to you? But here's the question most people should say is that, well, no, wait, let me clear this up, because when I see people tainting the room, I've got to make corrections here, sir. It's not designed that way. Everything that you're doing is a choice, man. And that's what you don't understand. You choose to be where you're at. Nobody's putting a gun to your head. And what you're saying right here, Devil's Playground, is specifically for you. This is not for the room. Guys, please don't ever listen to a motherfucker like this, okay? This guy has no idea what the fuck he's talking about because he doesn't know about game. He doesn't know about anything. So what he's doing is he's taking his mommy and his feminine ass thinking and trying to taint you, young men. So, guys, please don't listen to what this motherfucker's saying. I appreciate what you're saying, Devil, but the fuck you saying, it's some fuck shit, man. Oh, yeah, you got it, E.
I mean, there's not much more to say to that. I mean, if you just read to yourself, Devil's Playground, what you said, you're telling us about the reality that you've created.
For yourself.
When you talk to us, it's Heaven's Playground. You're Devil's Playground. We're Heaven's Playground. Over here, we live a delighted life, a dope life, a life that we're proud of. We're constantly evolving and creating ourselves brand new each and every day. Our Steve's children are happy. They're prosperous. They're in college. They're successful. He's a family man. I don't want to speak for him, but you know, there's accolades everywhere around him, and that's a reflection of his leadership. And same with me. Everyone around me is successful, happy, joyous, put on game, less naive, prettier, more valuable.
Right,
I mean, look. Are there some challenging times? Sure, we address them head on. Not a problem. So what you're saying is basically you're just describing your mindset and your reality. And so don't project or be careful not to project that reality on the other people.
Yeah, we're not blaming men. We're just telling you what it is. Remember, you go up to the woman. She's minding her own fucking business. She's not even thinking about you. So how can she get the blame for the fact that you don't have a standard? You don't know how to talk to women. You don't like yourself. You don't know how to move her. So how can it be her fault? Where does she get the blame when you are a average cookie cutter? You're a surface-dwelling, grass-eating motherfucking lion that eats cupcakes all the time because you ain't got no game. When is it her fault? When is it her fault? Please understand this. You train her how to treat you. You do. She doesn't come in and try to talk shit to you. She's going to say, okay, she's going to test you and see what kind of man you are. And based off what you're saying is, where does she get the blame, Devil? Let us know. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Tell us where women get the blame. Because here's the thing about a statement, sir. You make a statement, please back it up. And we're waiting for your answer, sir. You got it.
You know, and here, check this out. Everybody in this chat room has been to a bar or a nightclub, and I'm speaking of a nightclub here. Many nightclubs, especially in big cities, have protocols. You can't come in here with them big-ass jeans on. You can't come in here with sneakers on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't come in here looking like that, okay? As a matter of fact, you come in here by invitation only a lot of places. You know, there's like special nights. Are you on the list?
Yeah.
You VIP here? You know anyone here?
Yes.
Okay, well, you can't just come in like that. So why is it that you can't take game from situations like that? You've been to places where they had a certain protocol. There's dinner places that you got to go. You have to have a jacket on, a blazer. Okay, so the same thing with a woman. Don't you have a standard of what woman you allow into your life, or do you just let anybody in your life to turn it upside down? And that's when you come with answers or statements like that, yeah, that the game is rigged. Game is not rigged with a man with motherfucking game and self-respect. You understand that? So you got to be like one of those places that, hey, listen, you're not dressed appropriately for tonight. We have a special theme tonight, and you don't fit the bill. Either go home and change, or we'll see you on Friday. And it's the same way that you deal with women. Listen, the way that you conduct yourself, the way that you talk, the way you look, it's not my style. And you either get yourself together and hit me back up and refine that approach, or you cannot enter.
Right. And women are just going to follow your lead. But Christy, thank you for the $10 super chat. We appreciate it, sir. Let me check the phone lines real quick.
Shout out to Freelance, by the way. I think he hit us with some super chats earlier
as
well.
Thank you, Freelance. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, guys, you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. But this is what we're saying. Oh, let me take this off. See, this is what we're trying to tell you guys about failing. You don't see most of you bird watchers. Okay, this is number one thing that y'all do on these shows. You just sit around with your binoculars and bird watch. You don't want to be a student of the game. You can't learn game being on the sidelines. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you that, but that's the truth, because you don't know how to communicate with yourself in a way to communicate with women. And see, this is where we come in at, because we know how to do it. And you cannot do it on your own, but yet where you fail is that you get in front of an opponent that knows what you are from Jump Street and she's smart enough to play dumb, just enough to lure you in to get what she wants from you. And we can't, listen, we can't blame women for that either, because guess what? Some of y'all are lucky that these women are merciful. Some of you guys, like the last caller, you're lucky that woman walked away, because if she stood around, you would have been food. You would have been paying bills. You would have been buying her phone, driving her around, taking her dinner. So y'all don't understand, a lot of women are doing y'all favors when they say no and walk away from you, because some of those women don't play, E. Some of those women don't, man.
Yeah, that's why we don't blame women. Why would we sit here and blame a woman, man? The woman is supposed to follow the man.
Follow, yes.
So our question is always going to be, since she is going to follow you, where are you taking her? Where are you leading her? You have to. If you don't ask yourself this question, man, you'll always fail in the game. You are the leader. You are supposed to be guiding her and taking her somewhere, guiding the process. She's an indirect creature. Women are indirect. That's why men are supposed to be direct. Okay, so she's never going to be 100% direct with you. It's not how they're made up. They're not that way. Are there some exceptions? Sure. I don't want to generalize completely, but women are indirect. They're waiting on you to be assertive, you to tell her what is. Just like Steve has that clip. If you could tell me what to do, you could tell me what to do. So if you are not telling even your and a man could never tell a woman what to do if he's not telling himself what to do on a daily basis, and you're not committed to the things that you say you're going to do. This is very important, guys. How long has the video been not trying to miss this? Wait, how long has what? I don't know what he said. Steve, I think Steve is still on, but he's not on. Let's see what we got here. Hernandez, $9.99. Thank you for the super chat. We appreciate it. Call in for the number. It's on the screen. You can see it down at the bottom there. The only point of failure is yourself. Remember, if you are failing to lead yourself, and you don't even know what your night is about. It's like, do you guys just walk into places and say, oh, I guess I'll have a drink and sit out and see what happens? Guys with game have their whole night mapped out. Now, will there be some subtle changes along the way? Yeah, because we can't force anybody to do anything. Well, we know where we want it to end. And so these are things we want you guys to have as a general practice.
Yeah, and what E is trying to explain to you guys out here is that we don't go out for women. That's what y'all get. We go out to go out, and wherever we go, we're going to run into a woman. And if she's lucky enough to be worth our time, worth our fucking respect and all these things, then she might have a shot. But you guys are putting too much pressure on yourselves trying to and thank – hey, Mr. Hernandez, thank you for the super chat. I'm sorry. Thank you for the super chat, man. We appreciate that, man. Let me see. Steve, I responded – wait. Steve, I responded to your question – and we'll back my statement. Okay, well, listen, brother, all you got, listen, let me show you what men do. Just call into the show and talk to us. We're not mad at you. Just, you don't need to think of a response. Just call into the show. Because I promise you, you won't do that. Because if you're really going to stand on what you're saying, there's a number right there. There's no reason why we won't call. We won't hang up on you. We won't yell at you. We'll let you say what you want to say, but if you really are a man and you're so adamant about blaming women, then call into the show, man. That's all you got to do. That's what men do.
Hey, in real talk, we don't want to change your mind, bro.
Right.
Look,
right.
If you're locked into that mindset that you think the game is rigged and you're going to lose no matter what, hey, brother.
I agree.
Best wishes. Stick with that shit.
Absolutely.
Because honestly, we can't change your mind.
Absolutely.
You know what the only thing that's going to change your mind? More pain.
Yep.
More suffering is going to change your mind. Or it may never change your mind, and you just may live this way the rest of your life. So I will tell you, listen, here's the question I'll ask anybody listening that might contrast our viewpoints, which is fine because we don't give a fuck if you do, because maybe this show's not for you. My question is, are you truly happy living and thinking the way you do every day? Truly happy. You talk to Steve and I, man, we don't have disrespectful women in our life. We have working women. We have women that value us, that honor us, that respect us. And not only that, but we even have colleagues. And if we have friends that don't know how to act, we'll put those motherfuckers out. Hey, listen, man. You know, I mean, listen, we'll let you go or we'll bring you on. See, that's a good thing about a man. We could bring you on and there could be an opportunity for us, or we could let you go in an instant. So
yeah,
it's just one of those things, guys. So my question, here's what we'll tell Devil, and then we'll move on to the next.
Yes.
Honestly, bro, we don't care if you stay that way.
Yeah,
you made your statement. We answered back.
I agree.
Keep it pushing,
Keep like, real quick on E. Yeah, or back on piggyback of E. Yeah, you're right. Hey, listen. We're not here to change your mind, because unfortunately for you, you're the kind of surface dweller that you expect the world to bend its will to please you. So with that being said, you're absolutely right. I'm not going to fight you on that shit. If you believe that shit, believe that shit. Go create a YouTube and talk all your devil shit. JM as how to be a bad boy and women want. But here's the problem, Jay. You're asking how to do open heart surgery in one question. You want us to give you one word or one sentence to help you learn how to fly a plane or be an open heart surgeon. E, what do you want to say to this?
I'm going to tell you what a bad boy is, okay? It is a man who is authentic to himself, and he doesn't change his mind when a woman is around. He doesn't act different when a woman is around. He doesn't make his friends look bad when a woman's around. He is consistently the same dude every single day, no matter who he's talking to. You will be labeled as a guy that is uncompromising. You will be labeled as a guy that is unconventional. But that is what a true bad boy is. You guys are trying to be bad boys, but you don't even know what that is. You will be seen by men and women as a unconventional man, a unique, authentic man, when you are living a life that you absolutely love and that you are proud to make statements of who you are every time you meet somebody. Let's start with that.
You go ahead and answer this one. I'll go behind you. Go ahead and answer this one.
Let's see what Christian said here. What are the signs that women are open to being approached? Now, look, first of all, if a woman is having a conversation with somebody and she's closed off to you. Now, look, there have been times where I made my presence felt and was a little bit disruptive to people, because there was a way, because number one, I wasn't rude when I was disruptive. I might have said, excuse me, I know the two of you have a conversation. I think you and I have met before. Pardon me, I won't keep her long. I think we've met before, haven't we? You look familiar. I saw you look at me earlier. Now it seems like we met before. So you can interrupt. It's how you do it. It's your personality. It's how you make people feel. So, look, there's really no wrong time to talk to a woman. In my book, there's really no. Now, she's sitting there crying. You could even talk to a woman. Now, it all depends, too, on what your agenda is. Like, are you going over there to talk to a woman who's grieving right now, stressed out because you want to smash her? Or are you just being a fucking human being and walking over and say, hey, baby girl, you all right? You need anything? All right, I just wanted to check on you. I saw you crying. Like, is it okay for you to be a man sometimes? Like my question is, can't you just be a man? Does it always have to be about smashing? Does it always have to be about pulling her and getting her in your bedroom? Authentic man, we talk to people whenever we want to talk to people.
Christian, let me ask you a question. This is going to be a dumbass question, but what signal does a zebra give a lion to go eat it? Can you tell me? Does a zebra just say, okay, now's the time, you can eat me now? Oh, wait. I just got done drinking at the pond, dodging a crocodile. Now you can come eat me. This is the problem with y'all guys out here. Y'all too busy making everything about fucking women than versus making it about yourself. There is no right time except your time. Your time is the right time. Regardless of what happens, it's the right time. But see, okay, Here's the problem. Because you worship women and because you don't have a sense of self, you are trying to find like when the space shuttle comes into Earth, you're waiting for that open window and that open opportunity to fuck things up anyway, man. Because you're like, you're always second guessing yourself. And women don't want men doing that, big dog. This is not about waiting for a sign. It's about saying, okay, it's go time. It's go time. Because let me tell you, I talked about this yesterday, E. Y'all don't understand time. And let me explain it to you, Christian. I'm using my dog, E, In this scenario, okay? Let's say 12 o'clock and 12:05. You see her at 12:05, you see her at 12 o'clock, and you're waiting for that right time or that signal. E comes in 5 minutes later and swoops her up. And the sad thing about it is, maybe she wanted you to talk to her. Maybe she was hoping you came over there to talk to her. But she's not going to hold up a neon sign saying, talk to me. But you know what E's going to do? When E rolls up in that motherfucker and he sees something he want to go after, he's just going to go and talk to her. And this is why y'all miss out, because y'all waste time. E, you got it, man.
Man, I got a song I want every guy in here to listen to every day for the rest of the year. And this is the mindset that you got to have as a man. All right? Everywhere I go, everywhere that I've been, the only thing I see is beautiful people. Now, if you have that kind of energy when you walk into every motherfucking place you go and you just have this, I'm a beautiful dude, I'm around beautiful motherfuckers. If you hate yourself, that's cool. I'm not going to change you. You can stay over there at the devil's playground if you want. No problem. If you decide you want to be at heaven's playground, we might let you in. The truth is that you got to listen to that song every single day and meditate on that shit, because the best motherfuckers in the game are in love with themselves and they see beautiful people. Why can't you fuck with it? Beautiful people. You guys are too depressed, too angry, too full of hatred. You hate yourselves, you hate women, you hate everything, and this is why you see life the way you do. And you start listening to that damn song every day, it might change your mind. Remember what I said.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Nelson, first Super Chat ever. Thank you for thank you for EO, not a red pill, because I always remember, guys, what would you be without the Matrix? So you got to kind of think, you know, don't try not to just be more about the man here, okay? But we appreciate the love, man, and reach out for coaching. Absolutely respect to you, big guy. Another question we have right here while I check the phone lines is this. The lines are blowing up. Oh, shit. Hold up. Wait,
yeah,
whoa.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Hold on. The lines are blowing up. Wait, my bad. Fuck.
That's
I'm sorry,
Chris
guys.
Brown, Beautiful People.
All right, we got the lines blowing up. All right, 856, then 510, 630, then 480 in that order. Okay, 856.
You ever been at the bar and just dancing by yourself now and in your own
It's sipping on my
staring at
it's sipping on my orange juice and that's right. It's
hey, baby, I'm happy with a motherfucker. You look good. Turn around. Stare at them. Yeah, that's what's up. So that you got to be in that mindset, guys. You have to be living a dope life. You're a beautiful dude. You see beautiful people.
Yes.
And this is how you get things popping.
Yeah, 856, please turn down your computer, okay? Turn down your computer. We'll give you a few more seconds. If not, we'll move on to the other guy and bring you back in. 856, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's your question, sir? Please speak up. We can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Can you speak up, please? We cannot hear you. Speak up.
Speak up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I appreciate you, bro. We're going to get a caller right now. Speak up so we can hear you.
Yeah, thank
you.
I want to say how much I love your show, respect your show, and
thank
your
you.
Content.
What's your question?
No doubt.
What's your question,
my
brother?
My question is, how do you get someone to, like, totally submit and serve you?
Wait. How to get someone to totally submit and serve you? Sir, have you totally submitted to yourself?
He stole it, baby.
I
love it. Go ahead, bro.
You have not submitted to yourself, nor have you even served yourself. So how can you get a woman to do something you haven't even done for yourself, brother?
Preach.
Well, because I think.
Oh, tell us what you think.
I'm kind of scared too.
Well, then, wait. What I'm about to say right now, gentlemen, is being brought to you by everybody, Excuse Fairy Crunch. Make sure you get your cereal of Excuse Fairy Crunch. It comes in different flavors when you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Excuse Fairy Crunch. Now, sir, you're asking how to get a woman to submit to you, but you're telling us you're scared. That doesn't make sense. E, you got it, man.
I mean, man, this is why I'm not going to have kids most likely, bro. I don't want them to bring them into this fucking world where men are fucking pussies, man. Like, I got to say it like it is, man. Jesus, bro, you sound so scared, so timid. And I say this because I care, bro. What the fuck is going on with you, man? And why do you need a woman to submit to you? Why are you insecure motherfuckers out here wanting bitches' souls and shit?
Yeah, what does that do for
like,
you?
Like, do you even nurture your own soul? And to Steve's point, which is he hit it right on the head, it's like, do you submit to yourself? Do you submit to discipline? Do you submit to structure? Do you submit to setting a goal and in accomplishing that goal? Why would a woman submit to a man when you haven't even submitted to yourself?
You're right.
Things you don't qualify for. Look, I want to say one last thing. I'm going to throw it to the dean. Yes. You motherfuckers out here, and I'm not talking to you, caller, a little bit. I'm talking to everybody out there. You want women to submit. You call women delusional. You say they don't know what they want. You motherfuckers don't know what you want. Yes. And then you out here barking orders and saying that women need to be this, women need to be that. You need to be the gleaming example of the standard that you want to be and then showcase that in every given moment to a woman so she can then follow what you've already started.
And 510-630-4 we got you. 856, why should a woman submit to you? Why? What benefit does she get out of submitting to you, sir?
None. I think the real thing is I probably want to submit.
What's the proper thing then? I'm sorry, what's up?
I said that I think the real underlying issue is probably because I think I'm submissive.
Okay.
That's true.
You're very submissive. You've finally been on it. Yeah, you're very submissive. But this is your problem. This is why you need coaching. You need help, man. You can't get it yourself. And you're looking, and the problem, the worst part is you're looking at women. You're making everything about the woman and not the man. And that's what this show's about. So this 856, we appreciate the call. You have another one, let us know. But we got
to
grab
you
these other
to submit to men?
I'm sorry?
So you're telling me I need to submit to men first?
Submit to your fucking self, not to... Dude, ain't nobody tell... Where are you getting men from?
You're trolling,
man.
Man.
Let me go and let
you
go, man. Yeah, I'm going to let him go. That's some weird shit.
Yeah, he's trolling, man.
Yeah.
Julio Chavez, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank
appreciate
you. You got it, sir.
Chat.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Go
ahead. Question.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Go ahead.
I think you low-key answered my question about being the example already, but I was wondering how important is it for teaching and coaching your woman on certain tasks? Like if you have a running errands for you, is it better to coach them on every step of it, or is it just let them do it and get it done as long as it gets done?
Now, fuck that. They're going to do everything wrong. So you say,
women
are going to do
everything. Man.
You better tell a woman how to season your eggs. You see that lemon pepper right there? I like lemon pepper in my eggs.
Yeah.
And I want three shakes. If you do four, I'll throw those eggs out.
Yeah, 5-1.
I want a
three eggs. And I'm thinking I'm over here tripping. I'm like, I'm over here tripping and letting it go. But I'm just like, man, like you going to the grocery store for me, right?
No.
Which grocery store should I go to? Okay, go to this one.
510, stop. 510, let me tell you what you're doing wrong. You got to take her on a field trip to the grocery store.
That's right.
You got it. See, what I'm saying is you got to take it to the field trip. You get a basket and she get a basket. And you walk around that motherfucker and grab what you like and let her tell her, this is what I want. I'm showing you what I want. You get that and put that shit in your plate. And then when you ready, like he said, when you ready to cook, all you got to do is when you sit that thing, look, this is how I make my motherfucking French toast. This is how I make my eggs, my bacon. This is how I make it. I'm going to make it for you.
I love it.
Okay, now, after you take notes, we're going to clean everything up. She clean all the dishes up. And now what I want you to do is make me my breakfast right now. Let me watch you make it. And if you fuck it up, you got to do it again. Because you're going to keep doing it until we get it right. And if you got a problem with that, you're fucking fired. Because y'all giving these women too much leeway. Man, y'all act like when y'all go to work, you go to work, the job doesn't say just do whatever the fuck you want to do. And then we correct you then. No, this is the standard. This is the job. This is what you're hired for. If you can't do it, I'll write you up. Then if you can't do it after that, I'm going to fire your fucking ass. E?
Yeah,
man. And look, let me ask you something, caller. Do you like how you live?
As far as what?
I'm going to ask the question again. Do you like how you live?
No.
Living
it's got to be upgraded. Absolutely.
Living is how you take a shower, how you take a piss, how you clean your bathroom, how you walk to your car, how you get in the car, how you drive the car, what car you're driving, how you eat, how you order food. Everything you do in life, do you enjoy that shit?
No.
Okay, then that's a problem right there, and no woman is ever going to be submissive to you. Because if she starts to see he don't like this about
gotta
himself.
Upgrade my standard.
I can spit in his fucking eggs. I could give him some dry-ass eggs, some spoiled eggs. You should see when I got the, my girl go to the grocery store. You better check the date on that. You better pick from the back. I'm telling her how to shop. Oh, I will bring the best out in a woman. So my question is, how could you have a preference? How could you demonstrate a standard when you don't even love everything you do?
I know, man. You can do that, bro.
Well, I got to take more control of what I'm doing there.
Pillow you sleep on. Paula, listen to me. You know that pillow you sleep on? You better change that motherfucker out every couple months. Put some nice sheets on that shit. And make sure your home smells good. It's clean. It's spacious. Women watch everything.
Yeah.
And if she sees, he don't treat himself well.
See,
women treat – I'll throw this to Dean. I'll say one last thing. Women treat men like kings because they watch how you treat yourself.
Yes.
If she see you treat yourself like a fucking peasant and you don't even give a fuck how you get shit delivered to you or taken to you, why would she prioritize what's important to you?
Right. And I can't tell you how many of my clients have a home away from home, meaning that the woman wants to be around him so much when he's over at her place and he's about to leave. Always ask him, why are you leaving? Because I'm not going to watch football. I'm not going to play any games on a 32-inch TV. I don't want to be here. There's no surround sound. There's no PlayStation. There's no Xbox. There's no Xbox. There's no PlayStation. He walks her over to the refrigerator. Look, I don't see any of my steaks. I don't see any of my beers. I don't see any of my drink. Fuck, there's no fruit. Come on, let's go over here. Look at the cabinet. There's no excuse berry crunch in my fucking cabinet. There's no Fruity Pebbles, Rice Krispies, not Cabin Crunch because it fucks up your throat. There's none of that in there. Where's my fucking Belgian waffles at? There's nothing here for me to spend time with you. And then when they find value and worth in you, they will call either a sucker or they will build their crib to your specifications. Because like E said, when you're a king, they know that they have a small window. They know that your attention span is only on you and you alone, okay? And real quick, before we move to 630, I just want to answer this to Gladiator real quick. Gladiator, strike number one, you're talking about other men. But here's the thing. What you need to do is start talking more in the eye, okay? If you want to ask a question, talk more about what's going on to what's wrong with the game to you. If you're talking about other men, then that's more on the homosexual side, and there's nothing wrong. We're not knocking homosexuals. I just wanted this is not a space. We're not bashing homosexuals. We're just saying that this is not a space for men to talk about other men as if they're in love with those men, and what happens to those men is their life. So, Gladiator, be more of the I versus the we. E, what did you want to say before we bring in the other call?
Quick thing, man.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you about this whole game rig bullshit, okay? There was one time there was a promotion for this company I was working for, and I had no interest in the promotion at that time. I didn't see the need to be promoted for that. So they had a shoe-in for this position. They already had it rigged, so to speak, for another guy, but they had to go through the interview process. It's a formality. So they had to interview four or five people, but they already had in mind – and set up who they were going to hire. Last minute, I said, fuck it. I'm going to interview for this shit. Guess who got the job? I beat out the guy that they rigged the motherfucking game with. So I need you to understand that, sure, maybe they have people have preferences. People, they have their motives why they do things. You can be disruptive to that motive. You can be more valuable than the guy that or the woman they thought they were going to go with. So remember that. I went into a situation, and I took an interview when they already had somebody hired, and I beat out the person they already had hired for that position.
Yes, and what we want to do is we're bringing the other calls in. But thank you, William, for which I don't understand what you're saying. You blocked the heavy drinker that said we're done, but kept reaching out probably for you got to be more specific. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, thank you for the super chat. But let's bring in the next caller. Area code 630. Then we have 8480. Then 819 in that order. Sorry for the wait, 630. What's your question? How can we help you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, bro?
Nothing. Pretty good. Quick question. How important is it to be good in bed?
How important is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, as an ex-gigolo, it's not, okay. What you guys don't understand is that women love great sex. But great sex is not the physical, okay? Yes, and being in bed is important, but the problem is that a lot of you guys put pressure. When you're in bed with a woman, you should be able to get her pussy wet through text messages, voice messages, videos, and the interaction. But if you can't talk a good game and you with a woman, women don't want a three-minute man. Women are tired. Listen, all through fucking high school, and I'm not judging these women, all through high school and some college, all they dealt with a guy to kiss them on their neck, kiss them on their nipple one time, spit on their pussy, fuck for like 3 minutes, roll over and get a sandwich and think they're doing something. Women want men that can put their, fuck, like he said, face in the pillow, her ass up in the air, her knees pinned back to her shoulders, and having her tap out where when she's done, she's reaching for some fucking water because the sparring session was so great that she wants more. But E, would say you, my brother.
A true champion, all right, aims to do everything that he does, everything, all of his might. So when he fucks, he does it with all his might. When he brushes his teeth, he does it with all his might. When he gets dressed, he does it with all of his might. When he does his job, he does it with all of his might. When he parents his kids, he does it with all of his might. Everything he does, he never does it half-assed, or he doesn't do it at all. This is a true champion. Look at Michael Jordan. That motherfucker wanted to win on the golf course. They're playing poker, playing cards on the plane, certainly basketball. So a true champion does every single thing in his life to the best of his ability and with all of his might.
Now, hey, Gladiator, I'm proud of you, Gladiator. Great question, Gladiator. I'm gonna add what you're saying to the caller. Give me a second. Caller, why are you asking that question?
I'm asking that question because, you know, just kind of looking back, you know, at my own experiences, you know, I realized, you know, like, okay, you know, obviously, I'll admit, I wasn't the best in bed, you know what I'm saying? So I just kind of take what I look back and self-reflect. Okay.
All right, wait. Here's a question. How many pussies does a woman have? Okay, where are they at? Really three, but where are they at? Where are those two at?
Okay, so in between the ears and between the legs. The third one, I don't know.
Okay, good. Now, this is the important thing. Shout out, T-Dog. Shout out to Mara. But this is what we're saying, and then it helped Gladiator out on this. Listen, again, it starts with how you create what you create. See, somebody somewhere must have told you guys you're not allowed to use your imagination, your creativity, and your sense of adventureness, okay? Somebody told you you're not allowed to use that because that's all I do all day, every day, is I create scenarios in what I want to do when she comes over, when she's on the phone, how I want to touch her, why I want to touch her, where I want to touch her. Like, again, I can give a quick example. Here's a quick example of just – not that one. Here's a quick example of a foot massage, okay? This is how deep it is. Right, I'm sorry, right here. Quick example right here. I break in her foot down into three sections. Not only breaking her foot down, I break her leg down. See, I touch parts that most people don't touch, underneath the knee. Y'all don't even know about that, underneath the calf, the motherfucking ankle and things like that. So what I'm saying is that you have got to learn from someone that is good at game and also great in bed, because most of you guys think bed for a woman is the physical. It's not the physical. It's the mental first. When the mental is first, then the physical, and this is the good news for you guys, doesn't matter how big your dick is, doesn't matter about your size and all the other stuff, because when she's mentally connected to you, to her, that is the best sex because there is a connection there. E, what say you, my brother?
To Gladiator real quick, I have smelled that fragrance, and any questions like that, just reserve them for when I'm by myself, okay, because this is a different type of show, so I appreciate that. Real quick to the Dangerous 555.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Oh, sorry. Good.
I hear two men talking from an own perspective. Proud of the dome. Easy. Off the dome. Easy. Keep going. We appreciate that, man. And again, a special shout out to Samir.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, I'm right. Okay.
You know, I'm going to say this, man. Steve is 100% right. And how well do you take care of your own body? You know, it's like you should not be interested in satisfying a woman's body until you first satisfy your own mind,
yes,
spirit, and body.
Yes.
Please concentrate on yourself before you are so heavily fascinated and motivated to please another person.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that'll come, because once you are a fool as a man,
yes,
naturally you're going to want to give that out to women. You'll give that out to friends. You'll give that out to family. Okay, you'll be a generous man. You'll be generous with your love. You'll be generous with your sex. Of course, you'll have a standard, but you'll be generous with it. So please concentrate, young men that are out here that don't even know yourself yet. Can you romance that motherfucker for a while, please?
Yeah, can you tell me about your culinary school or your drug lab caller?
No, quite honestly, I don't understand those concepts.
Right, that again, okay, so that's why you got to learn, man. You got to learn game, because concepts that E and I are teaching and stuff are things that you can learn behind the scenes, or if you just be a student and listen to the shows, okay, man? So we'll throw you back in. If you got another question, let us know, okay, my brother?
All right, for sure.
All right, good show.
The
good
best
call.
Lovers, guys, the best lovers are lovers of the self.
Yes, always, always. All right, we got four.
Notice, man.
Yes, we got 480-819, then 763. 480, sir, what's your question? How can we help you?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going
on,
sir? What's your question, brother?
All right, so the question is, I just wanted to get some perspective from you guys, and see if you're experiencing similar challenges with regards to where it is to go to meet quality women, sexy women today.
Wait,
because,
stop right there.
I'm not
stop
sure.
Right, so wait, stop right there. Let me correct you, because you got to learn game. Women don't have quality, and women ain't sexy. Women are not beautiful, okay? You got, that's your biggest mistake. You're beautiful. You're sexy. You have quality. She must earn that title. We don't give that title to women. So I hope this is the beginning of fixing some of the things that you're thinking, because I don't look for sexy. I am sexy. And if she's lucky enough to get my attention, she's got to show me why I give her the title of sexy. Does that make any sense, sir?
I got his problem figured out. Caller, let me ask you a question. And I know this is your problem. I know it is, and I know you're going to admit that it is. Okay? You ready?
What's your...
You got the voice down, but you talk your way out of pussy, don't you?
No, not quite. Let me... Give me a second to articulate this thought for you. So, my boys and I go out...
You already dried up. Caller, you got to understand this. And if you can't admit this, then you're coping. So let me tell you something. You got the voice, but you ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, you ain't talking about shit, because now you already
talking
about.
You got the voice, but you're saying nothing.
Yeah. Don't start this off with my boys, because I'm going to correct you. I don't want to hear nothing about your boys. Let's talk about you. So go ahead. Go from there.
Sure. Okay. All right. So here we go. The challenge today is the culture that we're currently in with COVID.
Wait. Is the challenge today to you, or is that to everybody? Because you sound like you're trying to generalize that. So you don't mean that for everybody. You mean that the challenge for you, right, sir? For you.
Well, it's virtually everyone. I think
we, white man? No, you got that shit all fucked up. No, it's a challenge for you. It's a challenge for you. Because the pussy.
The pussy. Talking, they're like,
man,
damn,
they,
wake me up, motherfucker, when you're done. Wake me
they
up.
They are throwing pussy at such a high rate out this motherfucker that we can't breathe out here. So I don't know what you're talking about. It's the challenge of this. So what? Listen, stop judging the world and keep it to you, because I know sometimes it makes you feel good by lumping other guys into your problem. So let's focus on you, because that's a fucking lie, what you're saying. So let's correct that. So the challenge to you, let's say that. Come on. Say the challenge to me. Okay, and then go ahead, sir.
Okay, the challenge I'm experiencing.
Email me, everettoverton@mail.com.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, so the challenge I'm experiencing when I go out to a lot of steakhouses and other high-end restaurants, et cetera.
Sure.
It's, you know, you run into, I run into a lot of groups of clusters of women.
Cool.
You know, anywhere from 4 to 7 women that are out. And cool. It always seems like if there might be one, it's a possibility that she might be a 7.
Okay.
So I'm kind of grading on that COVID curve a little bit because things
are going.
I don't know what a COVID curve.
You believe everything you read in the newspaper,
dude,
bro.
Stop, man.
Damn,
yeah, stop that.
Are,
Jesus.
Shout out to my guy, Bernie,
thank
bro.
You, Bernie.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, stop,
thank you for that.
Stop
man.
That
appreciate
COVID
you.
Curve shit, big dog.
Oh,
and stop. If you're going to the same place, getting the same group of women, don't you think you might need to expand where you go, sir?
Well, it may have to be international
right now.
Because domestically, it appears to be a bit, it seems to be the same thing whether I'm in San Diego, Los Angeles, Vegas.
It's gonna be that way in Brazil when you go try to buy some pussy eventually. It's gonna be everywhere you go, sir,
because
you are there.
Right, but who's the common denominator? You go to these places,
right.
Who's
the right.
common denominator? It's you. You're
Derek,
the problem.
Appreciate you, fam.
Thank you,
you,
Derek.
Bro.
Thank you, Derek. Yeah. Caller, you're the problem. The places are not the problem. It's that you don't have any game. You don't have a mouthpiece. You don't know how to communicate yourself. What?
I have the game. I'm used to a lot of one-night stands. I'll seduce the chicks into closing them out.
Closing them out?
Whether
what the
it's
fuck
in the
you close them out? Dog, wait. What makes you think you have game, sir?
Are you? Is this an audio book we're listening to?
I think
an audio book just called us right now.
I think he said he had game. Did you?
A human audio book.
Are you game recognized game, brother? And you ain't got no motherfucking game, sir. Your shit is weak. Man, sitting around talking about women's sessions, and I go to all these places and everywhere I go. Nah, man, we say this with love, dog. Yo, your first lie is that you don't have game because all you're doing is blaming shit like a woman. You ain't coming up with these COVID closes and COVID cereal or whatever the fuck you're saying. It, dog, you need help, man. You need help.
Hey, real quick, I think you are confused. We point out the bullshit women do all the time.
Yeah,
we just don't do it with hate. We don't hate them for it. We understand mm-hmm. them. We don't let them bring nonsense to our lives, but we point out that shit too, man. So you were mistaken about that. And I'll tell you this, caller. You need to reduce the amount of words you say by 90%.
Yeah.
You are talking way more than you think you're saying something. And maybe in your mind you are saying something, but to everybody else they're like, can you get to the motherfucking point, man?
Well, yeah, but here's my question. What are you saying to these women real quick? And we got you, 819-760-714. We got y'all. Be patient. But what are you saying to these women, sir?
Well, the approach – are you talking about the approach or the
– I don't know. I put my bid in, but I know you service well as approach. So tell me about your approach.
Well, I'll capitalize on whatever the environment is, where we are with the setting.
The answer to this is nowhere, motherfucker. A third date is the crib by far.
I don't understand. Wait a second. So you at the steakhouse, you see these bitches. What do you say to them?
Next to you, bro. Yeah. Nowhere. Nowhere on the third date? Nowhere. My crib.
What do you say to the women? Be calling. What do you say to the women? What are you saying? Give me an example. You saw the 7 women. What are you saying to them? What are you saying to the one you want to talk to? What's up?
I'll typically approach with something lighthearted, playful, just to stimulate a little.
I approach with something sleepy.
Wait, are you serious? Wait, dog, listen to what you're saying. You don't even have a plan of a fucking tack. There, you don't even know how to lead yourself to lead them. You can't throw shit up on a wall. You go, wait, listen. You say you're trying to stimulate their mind. Are you a fucking mind reader? Can you tell us how that you are actually stimulating someone's mind by talking about a bunch of boring bullshit?
Okay, so let me pose the question to both of you. Okay. You're sure. In a steakhouse. How do you approach
one? Stop. I didn't say that. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey,
man. Yeah, he's on the good
like,
mood.
Hey, baby, you know my specialty. Yeah, right. Baby. I put bitches to sleep.
All right, man. For what you want, would you
EO, how are you approaching them? You're in a steakhouse. You got seven women.
Hey,
cuz I tell you, I'll go right in there. Hello, ladies. How you doing? I don't mean to be rude. I see y'all ladies are talking. How you doing? My name is Steve. I want to introduce myself. And your name is suck my dick, put my balls on your forehead, and you jerk me off. How you ladies doing right now and everything? But you know what? Excuse me. I want to have a moment with you by myself. How you doing? I just want to pull you over to the side. I know you're over there with your friends and everything, and I don't want to take too much of your time, but the reason why I came over here is because I noticed something about you, and you know what I said to myself? It's the kind of woman I love to get to know in a more intimate way, so this is what I want to do. Go ahead and give you my number. Give me a call a little bit later, and we'll go from there. I'll talk to you later, and float the fuck off.
And then shout out to Steve, and this is what I'm going to do. Let's say I'm in the mall, and there's a restaurant attached to the mall. If I see a chick, I'm going to say, hey, I'm about to go get a drink, and I want you to join me. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I grab her by her fucking hand and start walking with her. That's what I do.
All right. So
I'm Ever. What's your name? Cool. I'm about to get some wine. You like wine? White or red? We're doing white. Let's go. And if she's like, okay, I got to go do something, I'm like, bet, take my number, hit me up, I'll be there, meet me in 10.
There you go.
Like, the less you say and the more assertive and the more you're giving her instructions, the better.
See, there you go. Do you see what I'm saying, Carla? We got it down. It's easy. So, McCall, we got other calls to grab. So, you good, sir?
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
What you need to do, callers, trust me, man, you need to downsize all of what you're saying, man, and have you're throwing like a lot of sleepy jabs, just sleepy jabs, bro, sleepy. You need to bring that down and pack a powerful punch.
Yeah, you need to.
Attach yourself to something like philosophical things, like, you know, the world is going through this and COVID and spinning plates. And I mean, there's so many you have too many attachments, I think.
Okay. One last scenario / question.
Sure.
Are you typically avoiding some of the woke nonsense that's going on with your conversation? Sometimes these conversations just happen to pop up.
What do you mean? Wait, tell me.
The course of the conversation.
Sir, what the fuck do you mean by woke conversation? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, all the BLM
stuff. No, I don't know. I can't read your mind. Tell me. What?
I am. I'm telling you, it's the BLM. It's the politics. Stop right there.
It's the Black Lives Movement and politics. Listen, this is wrong with you surface dwellers. Y'all allowing these motherfucking human-ass females to talk. You're allowing them to lead the conversations instead of you leading them motherfuckers. Now, hold on, guys. Let me show y'all. It's the rule of Jill Scott. This is the rule of Jill Scott, Callie Ray. I want you to listen, Callie, right? Listen to this. Listen.
Please, sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So... Do you actually think she has a chance to even force her mouth to talk about black lives and all this woke shit if I'm telling her what to do, sir?
No, let me put it to you like this. So as during the course of the conversation, as we're conversing, you know how women typically...
No, I don't know. I'm not conversing with them bitches. Why are you hanging on talking to these humans like that? You tell the bitch what's up, give her your number, you float the fuck off and talk to the next one. Why are you pushing all your chips in with one woman and talking to her about her life? You see, you want to know her life, where she grew up, where she went to college, and all that stupid shit,
not
man.
Quite.
She had her
not
first
quite.
Period.
Hey, caller,
let's ask a question real quick. Real quick, caller, are you allergic to any type of food?
No.
Appreciate you, bro. Are you allergic to anything?
LeBron.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
So,
are you allergic to anything?
No, but I know a lot of other callers are out there calling in just like me because they're going through the same thing. So as we're converging at the moment.
Let's keep it on you. Fuck the other callers. Listen, I got a question for you. So let's just say, for example, you're allergic to shrimp, and you're at a restaurant, and you ask what the specials are today, and she's like, "Well, Lake Perch and shrimp scampi is on special. Would you like the shrimp?" What are you gonna say? Let me help you with that. What you would just say is, I'm not interested in those two items. However, the T-bone looks good. I'll take that. So would you continue to talk about something that you don't want, yes or no?
I would not continue to talk about something I don't want.
Okay, so when a woman brings up something that you just don't have any interest in, what you say is, listen, I know that's important to you. Perhaps you can talk about that with somebody else. Let's get back to what we were doing over here.
Okay.
That's how you do it, bro. People say you don't need game. You absolutely need game. Part of having game is controlling the conversation, not completely making her feel like she's left out, but redirecting it to where things are going to be productive for the two of you. Because if you let a woman just talk about what she wants to talk about, she will talk about whatever, and the whole idea of seduction and everything will be gone. You know what she'll say? Oh, thank you, Mr. Encyclopedia. I appreciate your time and the dinner. Maybe we'll get together next week.
Yeah, but what is the purpose of talking to her, caller? What is the purpose of talking to her?
Well, you know.
Nice to chat here from Mr. From Armando Hughes. Love and appreciate, gentlemen, the game and the guidance. We appreciate the support. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, so tell us, because we got other calls to grab real quick, but tell us real quick.
For sure.
Why are you talking to her? What's the purpose? What is the purpose of having long, drawn-out conversations with her?
Well, it's to build that comfort, the trust, and to stimulate the interest.
You're not going to get trust at all. Do you understand she's there to meet people, okay? And the longer she spends with you, she's missing out on the ease and me of the world. You see what I'm saying? So she doesn't want to talk to you for a long period of time. Matter of fact, she might find it creepy that you're sitting around trying to force yourself on her, not in a physical way, but in a conversation way, where women don't like that, big guy. They don't like that.
Real quick, I got to say something to this guy. You probably aren't ready for this channel yet, but let me explain something to you. He said you need game so you can manipulate to benefit your situation. Let me ask you something. If somebody wants to win an NBA championship, but they don't know how to do it, yet there's a Michael Jordan on the team that has figured out your personality and how to bring out the best in you, and he kind of manipulates you to bring the best out in you, but you both want the same end result, did I do a disservice to you, yes or no? And that's a deep-ass fucking question. But I want to ask you something. If two people want the same things, one doesn't know how he's going to get it done. The other one does know a recipe to get it done. And he manipulates your personality a little bit. He may antagonize you purposefully to bring another side out of you that is necessary for the two of you to hit the same goal that both of you want. One of them doesn't know how to do it. The other one does, and he has to step in and manipulate the situation. But at the end of all of this, you're a better player. You got the ring. We both got our ring. Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad thing.
Well, yeah.
We got to hang up on you.
Yeah, we got to let you go. We got to let you go. Yeah, we got to let you go. Gladiator, you're no good.
That was a bad thing. You've already lost.
Yeah, we let you go.
You need a coach.
You need help, brother. Yeah.
And Gladiator, I hope you understood that.
Yeah, you need help. Sorry, 819, you're up. Then 763, then 714. 819, how can we help you, sir? What's up? 819, going once?
Hey, good evening.
Okay, what's up? How can we help you, brother? What's up?
Yeah, so I got two questions. I don't know. I tried to type in a question in the chat, but
ask your question. Go ahead. You're good. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is, I'm not, like, I don't know. Whenever I try to ask a question in the chat, nobody.
What is your question, dude? Are you asking a question about the question in the chat room? Come on, man. We got other calls, man. Come on.
Yeah, my question is, how do I become valuable? How do I bring value to the world, you know, as a person?
What? How old are you, man?
19.
Okay, you're young.
Man.
You're young.
Man.
So the only way you're going to start bringing value to the world, sir, is stop trying to bring value to the fucking world and start bringing value to yourself, okay? Okay? So I know you're 19, so I can't be as hard on you because you're kind of wet behind the ears. Your nuts ain't dropped yet, so it's cool. But what I'm saying, young man, is that your problem is you're looking at the surface. Stop surface dwelling. Stop looking at the surface. Stop looking at other men. Stop judging what other men are doing. That's where the regular surface dwellers are going wrong. If you want to start valuing yourself, get the fuck off the surface and go below the surface and work on yourself internally. Okay, young man? E?
All right.
No, that's good, man. And try to up your energy, man. I mean, look, let me tell you guys something right now. Somebody would love to have your minutes. I looked up a statistic the other day, which was how many people die per minute, and you would be astonished by how many people are dying right now while we're on this show.
Yes.
There are people losing loved ones. There are people taking their last breath right now. So you need to be really grateful and respectful for the time you have here and the opportunity that you have here.
Yeah.
And so you really need to understand that life is not promised,
right?
And you don't know if you got tomorrow. And so, and remember this, I want you guys to really think about your own mortality, because I looked it up the other day. I was with my mother, and we were talking, and I looked it up, and you know, we were astonished how many people die per minute. And as we're talking, as we're doing this show, and as you're calling in, somebody took their last breath. And so I want you to be mindful of that moving forward and begin to enjoy your life.
Yeah, so you got to be more. You got to be more exciting, okay? 819. I mean, you sound like a damper Dan kind of guy. You know what I mean? There's nothing to be sad about and miserable about. But when a woman doesn't, women don't want to hear that from men. They want to hear a man that's energetic, full of energy, excitement, fun. You know, a roller coaster ride. Okay. And what's your other question? Do you have another question, sir? Or is that the only question you have?
No, hey, that
Steve,
was the only question.
Sometimes. I want you to answer Steve's question, but I know Steve will be able to relate to this. There are some times that I'm just enjoying my own individual experience, and I'm thinking about some cool shit or some funny shit, and I'll bust out laughing to myself in this office, and I'm just thinking about something, and I am cracking the fuck up because I am truly enjoying this process of who I am and this journey.
Absolutely.
And so you got to get that in your mind that you must enjoy yourself. Eat the things you enjoy. Go to the places you enjoy. Do things you love, man.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're good. Good luck to you, young man. Good luck to you.
Yeah, man. You're young there, bro.
Yeah, you're young. You're going to do okay. Just stick to the watching shows like this, and you'll be good. Air code 763, then 714, then 678. 763, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, gentlemen, I like to say I love and I appreciate you. I don't really have a question. It's Armando. I'm glad my super chat went through. It took about 20 minutes. But I just want to give you guys and the men out there a little experience for me listening to your videos and how they work. I probably came out through this the wrong way because I'm married, but I knew I was doing simp shit. So between me watching you guys' videos, it helped me out of my marriage to get in control, get my balls back, and run my household. And not only that, I made my wife watch them with me. This is how I need to move. These guys are spitting real game. This is how your man's going to move. And she hated you, Steve. I ain't going to lie. She hated the fuck out of you. Like, that motherfucker think he can talk to anybody like that. Like, shut up. Listen to what the fuck he's saying, because he ain't saying nothing wrong. If he's saying something wrong, then check him. Otherwise,
hey,
we're going to watch this shit, and we're going to get it together. And I just want to say
I love and appreciate you. Always remember, the thing you don't want her to ever hear is that she hates me. You want her to say low-key that she loves me.
You know what? I took it with a grain of salt because she's listening to you guys. It's me and a woman. She's going to fight it. She's going to fight the truth because she wasn't ready for it. But once I say after a month or two of watching your videos,
I don't agree with that decision. I don't agree. I know that may seem like it worked, but don't Don't let her know what you're learning, bro, where you're learning it from. Yeah. Just put
note
that
to,
game on her and push things up.
No, because when people do that, you don't understand that their women on the back end will message us, man. So just be, I'm just saying. So
yeah,
just
I don't
just
agree with
about,
that
yeah,
decision.
Don't
I'm
do
just being
that.
Honest with you. You shouldn't have introduced it to us. But I'm glad that you
honestly,
made the change.
No, sir, you know what? I take that L like a man. I respect that.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Armando. Thank you. All right, let's bring the next caller in.
I'm just telling them, man. Don't introduce them to us.
Yeah, you get messages like I heard about you, and after watching you, all that shit. So we got
shout out to you. We appreciate the super chat.
Thank you,
Armando.
Yeah. Okay. 714, then 678, then 310, then 201. We got y'all. 714. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, it's your favorite stoner out in Palm Springs. How you doing? First, I want to say, hey, Captain EO, I saw you with Candace Harper on, and man, just as an objective observer, you two make a goddamn nice couple, man. She's cute. If I saw you guys walking down the street together, I'd say, man, those two look like they're made for each other. Seriously, I'm just saying it objectively. That's why I'm calling out another thing, but can you just address that? Like, are you asking her out? She seemed pretty cool. I'm just curious.
No, that was a business situation completely. And she is extremely delightful. And and she added value to the broadcast.
But you can't, I mean, just between you and me, I was watching the visuals pretty closely and the body language. And I could see that, you could get, you could see I could see there was an attraction on her part to you for sure. And even on your part to her, I could see. I'm not saying you guys were falling in love or nothing, but there was an attraction on your part to her, obviously, wasn't there?
Let me explain something real quick. I'm not going to take your observations away from you, but when you put masculinity and femininity together and the two energies intertwine, it's a really nice experience.
Yeah. It was. Even I was getting off on it. It was, you know, it reminded me the old movies, like a Western, where you see like some chick walking down the street and she drops the handkerchief that you would pick it up and bump into her. That's how they used to meet in the old days. You know, that was the choosing signal in the old Westerns. Remember that? The chick would drop the handkerchief and the guy would pick it up.
Next, but I will tell you that it was just two people that are in a really healthy place in life that had a conversation, and it was masculine energy mixed with feminine energy, and we were able to produce a very value-driven broadcast.
Yeah, and I think the people, you know what? Just watching the interaction between you two is educational. Not even so much as what was said, but just if you're looking at the body language, like you said, you could see you could see the strong female. Okay,
onto something there. I will tell you that if you can just take a look at the way we spoke to each other. The two mindsets, this is the type of interactions you want to have with people. You want to have productive, healthy conversations, and that's what that was. Yeah.
God, you should almost tag the video somehow. Perfect. Really, to be honest with you, it was perfect. Like, all these guys that are wondering, how do I interact with women and shit like that, I'm telling you right now, anybody that watches that, it was on a couple of days ago, whatever, any of these young guys, if they just sit there and watch that two or three times, they're going to fucking just level up right away because, fuck, man, it was just like, I'm a filmmaker. So if I was going to direct a scene between two people and I said, I want you two to fall in love or have a, it was right there. And just between you and me, I know that she's the type of, just as my observation, it just seemed like you two would go too well together and she would definitely submit to a guy like you. And you brought out the best in each other.
Well,
it was cool. Okay, here's my thing.
So
okay,
listen,
here's my question.
We're going to let you go, man, unless you have a question. But that was a series we started called A Woman's Perspective. It's on my channel, and I started a new series yesterday, and I had a guest on by the name of Candace Harper. So if you're interested in watching that, it's on my channel right now. Do you have any other questions before we let you go?
Yeah, I do. I just brought that as an aside. Sorry, I'll tell you real quickly. I want Steve. I think this will help too. I want you to just, I guess the best way to say it is, I'm going to give you a real brief scenario that just takes 10, 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, Eric Cole, we'll talk to you.
I'm sure you'll call in Sunday.
Eric Cole, 678, you're up, sir. You're up, sir. What's your question?
678, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yo, big fan of the show, man. I'm 27. I'm in a long-term relationship. Was, right until yesterday, she says she needs space, man. And I could give y'all a rundown. I've been watching the show.
You just want to fuck somebody else. But
yeah, yeah.
So what's up?
That's it, bro. If she wants space.
There's a great movie called I Want You to Watch on Netflix called I got to pull it up. It's about six women that fuck and cheat. I'll tell you the name of the name of the show. But I want you to watch that because what you're dealing with is a woman that realizes that you're just bad in bed. You're not really a man and you're not doing the job. So she wants her space. But when she asked for her space, what did you say to her when she asked for her space?
I was like, shit, all right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we live together. We got a kid, right?
Wait. Yeah. How long have you been with this woman for?
I've been with her for 6 years, dog.
Why do y'all, I don't understand why y'all do this stuff, man. Why do y'all be with these women and have kids with women that don't have your name and shit? All right, anyway, so she wants her space. Now, wait, you're not married to her, right?
I actually fucked up and proposed about 6 months ago.
Oh.
Last summer.
What's your question, man?
So my question is, man, I love her. I want my family. It's a different. I don't really have a problem. We've been together 6 years. I done cheated on her. You know what I'm saying? She done took me back. You know what I'm saying? It's been a rock. It ain't been that rocky. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just really trying to get the fam back. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, at this point,
yeah,
that's how I feel.
Wives. It's called Fishbowl Wives. These women get fucked every which way by these other dudes. But anyway, it's on Netflix. But no, listen, you're gonna have to charge this one to the game, buddy. You don't have a family. You don't. That's not a family. Family is someone that has your name and your ring on her fucking finger. That's a family. You're just playing house with somebody, and that woman is tired of playing house with you. So what I would recommend you doing is just go to the court, sister. Go to the court. Family court and set up child support, set up visitation, and y'all two discuss and work with the child and don't be mean at each other or anything like that, and do that. I know you want your family, but there you don't have a family. You don't. You cheated on her, did all this other stuff. All that stuff is a buildup, and guess what? She ran into one of those fishbowl wives type situation where a motherfucker put a little bit of flavor in her ear and a little bit of flavor in her eye, and she's like, well, this could be better on the other side of the fence.
I didn't hear. He said he cheated on her.
He cheated on her. Yes, he cheated on her.
I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me ask you a question. Did you propose to her to try to keep her? Yes or no? I want to know what motivation in your head was to propose 6 months ago, because I heard that part. And then now she wants space because she don't want to marry you. It's clear. So my question is, she must have felt the reason why you proposed. So what was the reason?
I mean, the reason was because we were building. We were building. We were building. We lived together.
Oh.
I mean, we had plans. I don't know. Like,
Why are you with someone for 6 years? Why?
Why am I with somebody for 6 years? I mean, if you...
Yeah. Let me ask this guy a quick question real quick. The only way that you should ever be in a relationship, I want all the guys to know this right now. The only way that you should ever be in a relationship, and especially marriage, is if she is practically begging you for it.
Exactly. She should be... Okay, this is what you understand.
She begged me for it. 4 years ago?
Yeah.
When did she beg you? When?
Nah, before that. So 2021 is when I proposed. Just last year, just last summer.
When did she beg?
She begged prior to me asking her, like earlier in 2021. She was just, She was just like, now where are we going?
To be in a relationship with you? Or did you give that to her fairly? Be honest. If you probably didn't have a game then. Just you didn't have a game then.
So when you say,
did she have to work for that, sir?
Yes. She's been asking to lock in with me for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Prior to me. And I was like, I don't want to get married.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Fuck the past, because right now she don't want to be with you.
Yes.
So you can't, unfortunately, you can't go backwards. You can only go forwards. And right now, whatever happened 6 years ago or for the last 6 years, evidently those things are not that important because she needs space.
Another man. Right. And you're working.
Space means another man and not you, and that's what it means. And you need to understand that.
And please do not call beggar back. The worst thing
I haven't done that. I was cool about the situation.
So then let her ass go. Let her go.
You live with her or she lives with you?
They live.
Or did she move out?
Wait. Did she live with you? Did she move out?
I ain't gonna lie. See, that's the background, too. I'm not gonna lie. I had to move in with her.
What the fuck are you doing that for?
That's why. I had a felony, so I couldn't put my name on it.
Wait.
You don't deserve to be a married man.
Wait. How long ago did you have this felony?
I'm 27. I got a felony at 20.
At 20, because you did something stupid, right?
She's been with me. She's been with me through that as well.
I know.
She's tired of being
with a loser. I'm sorry, man. She doesn't want to be with it. What can she say, or how proud can she be of somebody who chose to fuck his life up? And then all of a sudden, you can't even do anything for yourself. You can't lead her as a man. You're on her time. You're at her place. You know, underneath in the apartment, it says her name first and your name last. So she's in control of shit. So why would she want to be with someone who fucked his life up, who chose to do that?
You're right. I mean, you're right.
I'm just saying, every choice is, brother. Y'all got to open your eye. Every choice is going to have a domino effect. And you know what? The best thing you can be is a great father to your son or your daughter.
Yeah.
Charge it to the game. And I always tell, I had to tell a client this a few days ago. Look, sometimes they might come back. I'm not saying they're going to come back, but they might come back the more.
Stretched out.
Yeah, you got to give her space, man. But
yeah, she's going to come back stressed.
I'm giving her space. I haven't hit her up. I ain't on that begging shit. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? My last question.
Let me tell you something, caller. I know this is not easy to hear, but this is the reality. Every day, another dude is trying to get at your girl.
Yes.
And if she comes across a dude that's got his shit together, he's got his own place, He's well established. I'm not talking about necessarily what he does, but he got his life in order. He's got his life in order.
He's got his mind in order.
He knows how to talk to her. And at the same time, he's not a convicted felon that still has that shit haunting him since he was 20 years old. And then on top of it, he lives by himself. And he says, hey, I live over here in the city. You should come by sometime. I got a nice little pad. It's comfortable over there.
Right.
And she goes and sees how this man lives. She's going to come back and go, I got a fucking sorry-ass dude right here.
Mm-hmm. You better watch. I'm telling you, watch Fishbowl Wives. I've been binging that. Hey, all them wives were just lonely and miserable, and they ran into a motherfucker that fucked the shit out of them and shit. So I'm just saying, you dog.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. Please, guys, never move in with a woman, man. Never do it. I don't care if she says it's a good idea. Let's live together. We'll save money. Nah, fuck that. Yeah. I got my own place. I'll get my own place. Eventually, if you qualify, you can come stay with me. And I never come stay with you. It can never be in that order. And so I'm telling you right now, bro, every day there's always an offer for some dick being thrown at your girl. And unless she sees you as that dude that she could never replace, she's going to be entertaining some of those offers. And what happened was, you're over here proposing in her place, bro.
Yeah, man. That's
Think about that, sir.
Yeah, you can't. You got to make sure at the end of the day, young man, that you got to lead this thing. You can't lead from her household. You can't do that.
That's right.
And now that you're in this situation, are you out of the are you out of her house now?
Out of it. I'm out of here. Half of my shit gone. It happened yesterday. Give me some advice to move on.
Get all your shit and be gone, but be in your child's life. I'm sorry. And listen, I can't help her to want to be. We can't force her to want to be with you. If she wants out, give her out. The worst thing you can do is try to change someone's mind. Charge her to the game. I know it's going to hurt. I know you want your family, but you don't have a family. The opportunity you had is when you should have led her and showed her what it meant to be your husband. But you didn't do that. You're like, well, wife, okay. You know, yeah, I'll propose to you because you want me to do it and shit. Doesn't work that way, okay, sir?
Man, I'd rather you go buy a silver bullet in a trailer park, bro, than live with a bitch.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. A small little, never do it. Never do it. Because they don't respect you. At any moment you piss her off, you can get the fuck out. You got to go.
And she will do that. And she will do that.
Exactly.
She will do that.
Exactly. Exactly. All right.
Finally came to that point, obviously. So,
hey, listen,
so moving forward, I need to just get my shit together.
It's not the end of the world,
and
man.
And my last question. Yeah. Last question. If she try to come back, what should I do?
It's not try. Okay, but this is a, okay. This is why you shouldn't be with her. You don't even know what the fuck you should do. That's what I'm saying, man. We're not here to tell you to think. We're here to teach you how to think for yourself. And if she comes back, you've got to answer that question, man. We can't. We're not living your life. So this is why I'm saying this is a good thing for you. You don't need to be with any woman right now. You don't even know who the fuck you are, big dog. Just let her go,
man.
That's
real, man.
I'm sorry, man. You gotta let her go,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not, you know, I know it's not what you want to hear, but anytime a woman wants to get some space, bro, she's just like, she's not sure. She don't want to marry you, at least right now. And so, you know, and why should she want to marry you, man? Like, let me ask you a question, real talk, man to man, Steve, myself, and you. What's the benefit of her marrying you? Forget about
the
man.
I'm
talking about just the man. Mm-hmm.
Man, nothing really. I ain't got nothing on my own. Y'all right. It ain't like I'm moving. She moved into my place. I'm just there.
Yeah, and I'm glad I asked it because women should be with people they can thrive with. I'm telling women right now, any woman listening, go with a man that you can thrive and evolve and grow with, that is leading that relationship.
Yeah.
And that is secure with himself and that can provide you security. And I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about overall security. You can trust him. He's a rock. Okay? He takes great care of himself. So you just answered it. Well, I said, why should she marry you? And you said, I don't have a reason why she should marry me.
See, you're a man in the house and not one of the house. And that's your problem. And then he goes, and with Benjamin asked this fucking question, is that, yeah, if you just like this motherfucker, the new virgins out there, women don't want inexperience. I'm sorry. Sucks for you. Either get game or sit your fucking ass on the sideline. But caller, we appreciate your call. Good luck to you. If you need some coaching, get it, okay, big dog? All right, stand up, okay?
Appreciate y'all, boy.
I appreciate it. Great call, sir.
This is your place for your boys, you and your boys.
Yes.
That's the next
objective.
Oh,
yeah, you should get with your boys, get a fuck pad, dog. Get a fuck pad.
Right.
All right, 310,
right.
Then 646. 310, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
What's your question, man?
Can you hear me?
I'm going to hang up last time if you don't fucking ask your question. What is your fucking question? Okay, goodbye. All right, next caller, area code 646. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, so my question is, I'm in a positive space. So unfortunately, though, like the last one, I do have a baby mom. I just turned 26, and I made a mistake by not using protection. But me and her are on great terms. She lives with me right now, and she's taking care of the baby at home. She has a remote job, so she works from home and just takes care of the kid as well. I just got myself a good job. My question is, she's noticing that because of my job, it gives me status in the city we live in, and she's kind of feeling, because she's at home all day with the baby and, like, a little bit insecure because she just got, like, that new weight and all of that, she's, like, feeling like I'm going to cheat on her. And so she's trying to, like...
Wait, stop. Is this your girl or someone you fucked and got pregnant? What is she to you?
No, this is my girl. I've been with her.
How old is your child?
1 month.
All right. So what is your plan for when the child is old enough where she get off her fucking ass and get to work?
The plan for me and her?
Okay. I said her. I didn't even say you yet. I said her. What is the plan for her to get off her ass? And what is the plan for her to start exercising? When are those plans coming in?
Right.
No, not right.
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
So I got to work out a plan for her.
I'm going to share it to you your lack of game. Tell me the routine that you have set out for your girl Monday through Friday.
Okay, so as of right now, I only tell her
you
that I bought a gym membership for her.
It's a trick question.
It's
say
not
I
that
don't have
defined.
One.
I bought a gym membership for her,
you
but it's not defined. I agree.
Brother, fuck that gym membership.
You don't have
work
one.
Fat ass out at the crib. Fuck that bullshit.
Right, exactly.
You can tell her move your coffee table. Use these weights. I got a tape for you or whatever the fuck that's on the internet, and you do 30 minutes of that, and it's your job to make your girl feel pretty, man.
Yeah.
If this is your girl and this motherfucker's living with you, it is your responsibility to make her feel pretty and sexy and shit.
I don't understand. Why.
Right.
If your
girl feels insecure and ain't pretty and all, that's your fucking fault, bro.
Because
I'll tell you right now, there's some dudes out there that like women with a little bit extra weight, and he's telling her she's sexy. And she feels good about that shit.
I see that.
Brother.
Okay.
Fuck that gym bullshit, bro. You can work your ass out right here. Y'all motherfuckers love to send your bitches to the gym. A man with game builds a gym right at the crib.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then after that, he's got another assignment. And then from 11 to 12, she's doing one thing. And then from 1 to 1:15, she could take a little tea break, bubble tea, drink your little tea, and chill for 15 minutes. That's your little break. And then you go take care. And from 1:30 to 3, I got another assignment for you. And then from 3 to 5, I got another assignment for you.
And let me say something real quick. I hate people like this.
Yes,
Lex Royal, you're a bitch. Not you, caller. Lex Royal, you're a bitch. So why, listen. If you flossing what you have, they already show you ain't got no game, bitch. So please shut your fucking ass up so we can help these people that need help. Okay, caller. How long have you been dating this woman for?
Yes, sir. I've been dating her for 2 years now.
Why are you having unprotected sex with people, man? I don't understand.
I was – so for me, my reasoning – my job got to my head. I started getting a lot of attention from like just hoes in general.
There's too many excuses.
And I was inexperienced.
Why
like,
were
I,
you?
Stop.
When did you start living with her?
She moved in with me. Like when she got pregnant, I told her.
When did she move in? When did she move in?
About like 10 months ago when she got pregnant.
Brother. Why didn't you check to see
when you got her pregnant.
Right,
you
got her
right.
Pregnant.
She got pregnant.
I got her pregnant.
God damn it. Why don't you motherfuckers check? Why didn't she have any kind of precautionary? Why didn't she have something inside of her to protect her? Why are you fucking someone that's so fucking irresponsible, man? You should be protecting her body. But it's too late now. But anyway, it's a lesson for the guy. Listen, what I'm saying to you, big dog, is this. You're saying she's insecure. You need to check her fucking insecure ass at the table. I don't want to hear that shit. I want to know when my food is being made. Is she cooking for you? What the fuck else is she doing for you over there?
No,
what is she doing?
So in terms of what she's doing for me, she's good. She does my laundry, makes me lunch every day at work. It's just that she feels like because of the attention I'm getting, because I got like a government job, so I'm going to cheat on her because I'm just – honestly, it's a little bit of it's going to my head just having the unprecedented. Hey, I'm inexperienced in that sense.
Listen, man. Only simps. There's this thing going around. I hear a lot of guys talking about this shit where you talk to your women about bitches that want you and all that. Do you tell her about, like, women that flirt with you or women looked at you? Or do you tell her that?
No, she been seeing my social media. She been seeing my social media. Like, certain hoes are, like, Snapchat me or, like, sliding my DM.
Stop it. Why are you lying?
First of all, are you a family man or what? What the fuck is your objective here, bro? Are you looking to lead a family or are you looking to get on Snapchat with some little fucking thoughts on the street? What's your agenda here?
My perspective has changed and I do want to lead a family at this stage.
Then live like that shit.
Man, live like that shit, man. Get rid of all the Snapchats and shit.
Get rid of all that shit, man. And stop making your girl feel fucking inept, bro. That's bad game on your part, bro. And guess what's going to happen? The more you make her feel like that, she's going to be sucking another dude's dick behind your back. Because you make her feel inept and insecure. And as I've said before, a woman wants to win at some point. And if she ain't winning with you, she's going to find a win outside of you. You understand that?
Yeah. You got to work out with her. You gotta accept some baby fat. That's her body changes, man. Y'all motherfuckers, I gotta accept it.
You better smack that motherfucking ass, bro, and then you better do. Hey, either family man or you're not.
There you go, man. Okay. There you go, man. It's that simple, brother. Okay.
I appreciate y'all, man.
And stop nutting up in women that don't have your fucking last name, please. Okay. Okay.
So one thing. She asked me. Because she said, she actually asked me to propose to her, and she said that she wouldn't mind getting a prenup if I'm still like uneasy about it. She wants to, she said she wouldn't mind. So she's trying to kind of force me, I guess. She wants to force me to marry her right now. So
force you?
I'm still, look.
It doesn't matter what a woman says. You know what the best answer is? All in due time. here's games for guys that don't know how to answer a woman's request or whatever the fuck she's pleading for. All in due time.
Okay.
I don't want.
So when she says stuff like that, you say all in due time, everything's going according to the plan right now.
Yeah, and we got to grab another call. But listen, I want to shock you. I want to hip you to something. Every woman that we fuck with all want to marry us, want to have our baby, want to live with us. So that's just the life that you live. But you can't let a woman dictate what you're doing, okay? So we got to grab another call, okay, before we wrap up, all right?
I appreciate y'all, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Good. All right, bro. Good luck to you, brother. Good luck. Eric Code 469, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, you can't live two lives, by the way, because you'll destroy both. You better figure out what the fuck you want and then tap into that shit.
Yeah. All right, what's up, 469?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I wanted to confirm some of the things you guys mentioned about having your own place. It makes a world of difference when you can invite people into your life and you have your candle set up, your music playing, lighting everything the way you want it, decorations, all at a personal level. The question I have is related to privacy and security. I don't want a bunch of people knowing where I live, and so I wanted to know how you guys handle...
Privacy and security. What do you mean privacy? Was privacy from who? Women?
Just from some crazy bitches out there. You know, I don't want people showing up at my doorstep unannounced. Wait,
brother, that's why you got to see who the fuck you talking to. You just don't ever see the problem with you surface dwellers is y'all want to bring everybody over your house the first night and shit. You gotta work for that shit. I get that. How old are you?
I'm 29.
All right, you say it sounds like you're the same motherfucker, man. Look. Something is wrong with you, man. Something is seriously wrong with you. You're asking us about security? Motherfucker.
What I usually do is I meet girls outside, I'll meet them at a bar, at a hotel nearby, and then we'll just we hit it off, we'll end up back at my place. But there's a time later on when I do feel comfortable inviting some girl over. But there's still that sense of, I don't want people showing up here unannounced. So
you're lying because you just said you and you bring her back to your fucking place, motherfucker. We listen. Stop lying.
And another thing, what are you so paranoid about? Did somebody rob your ass or something?
Man, something is wrong with this motherfucker.
Like,
man,
what's wrong with you? Yeah, you got bars on the doors, bro? Like, why are you so paranoid about it?
I live in a pretty decent area, work in the corporate field. So I don't want a bunch of people knowing where I live, you know.
Wait. But you bring women over? Did you just say
you bring them over?
If y'all hit it, you just said if we get involved, I bring them to my crib.
I meet them out at a bar. There's a whole vetting process. I'm not just inviting people willy-nilly over to my, place.
You're not wrong. You are correct.
Yeah.
But don't be paranoid either. You know, you qualify a woman. If you don't want her to come over the first night, mm-hmm. then don't invite her over the first night. You could have a hotel set up the first night if it's leading to sex. You don't have to do it at your house. And the more you get to know her, then maybe eventually. Look, it's the same thing as women. They don't want you to know about their kids. A lot of women don't even want you to know where they live.
Exactly.
You ever met women who won't even tell you to pick them up? They won't even tell you where they live.
Exactly.
So they're being a little. There's nothing wrong with protecting your shit.
Yep.
So just protect your shit, but don't be overly paranoid, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're looking at something way bigger than it is, big guy. Why if you're worried about them coming to your place, why even talk to them and really engage in them if you're worried about what they're going to do if they get to your place, man? What are they going to do, tie you up and beat the shit out of you? What are they going to do? What are you worried about? Tell me what you're worried about.
It's just later down in the line when you're actually dating, you're seeing them more regular.
Wait.
You know,
why the fuck are you all the way? This is what's wrong with you, service dwellers. Why are you so far in the fucking future and you can't even talk to bitches? Why are you all into we dating and I'm worried about her coming to my place? You didn't even meet the bitch yet. You automatically something.
You know what I think the problem is, Steve? I think he's afraid to be alone because he might have to fuck her.
Man.
And you afraid you don't know how to fuck, ain't it? Is that the truth? You don't know how to fuck, and so you don't want to be in close proximity to that possibility taking place, right? You're afraid to fuck.
He like a womanish.
It's the truth. That's why he didn't deny it. The truth is that he's trying not to avoid being in a situation where he's going to have to fuck the shit out this girl.
Yeah, but he conjured up the situation. It's not even happened yet.
Right, but it's all a cope. It's a cope to say that he's afraid to have people over his house. And it's another cope because you don't want to be alone with her because you're going to have to throw down, right?
If you're so corporate, I hope that you get some fucking coaching because you need to invest your fucking money in some help. You need some help, big guy. You really need some help.
I said it at the beginning. Steve says this a lot, too. You're afraid to win with her. You're afraid to lose with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
both.
All day.
Shout out to UG, man. Appreciate that super chat, bro. Always good to hear from you. Caller, that's what your problem is, bro. You got scarcity mindset. Jeez. Louis Gallo, thank you so much. Rebound is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And UG,
scared of success.
You are afraid of something about you not being able to perform. That's my belief, and I'm gonna stick with it.
Yeah, I think you might be erectile or ED or something.
That's why he's laughing, right?
I mean, you're 29 years old, and you're worried about a bitch coming over your house. I mean, think about that, dog. Look how bad that is. You need to find your father and hit him in his throat and say, you have failed me. You have fucking failed me. Because I don't know what to do with about a woman that I magically made up in a future that hasn't even happened yet.
This goes to show all those other guys who talk about a fixed reality, a rigged life. This is all a cope that you guys are living out a fantasy in your head that's not even going on. It's a shame, man. Please snap out of that because you're going to be miserable all your life.
You're going to be miserable.
Take some of that corporate money, that money you say you got, and hire a coach.
Hire a fucking coach, big dog.
I'm going to get down to that bullshit you're talking about, bro. You scared to fuck these hoes.
You can't be doing that. Yeah, you just scared. Your fuck game. You need to pick up your fuck game. Everything's weird about you, dog. Talking about you vetting them. You can't vet someone that knows you and is running, vetting you and running game on you. You think you run a game on her. She run a game on you. She got you worried about shit.
That's right.
And this is someone you haven't even met yet. You ain't even meet the bitch yet, and you worried about the bitch. A bitch you ain't even met yet. Wow. All right, 469, are you done with your question? We're about to wrap this shit up. You done with your question?
Yeah, hold on. Yep.
All right, go get a coach, man. Right, step man. Your shit up. All right, guys.
That's why you were laughing, bro. It ain't got nothing to do with securing your home. You just don't.